Nemeth said the insights into the looming climate impacts will enable the state to reoperate those systems to maximize the supply and benefit recharge. That gets the Army Corps of Engineers' attention since the Water Resources Development Act now has a provision on water supply being the Corps' responsibility, she explained. Nemeth expects to release the studies by next summer and hopes they will show how all these pieces need to work together. Cal OSHA turns to translation app for farm workers. Cal OSHA has started using a new interpretation app to communicate with workers in the field. The tool is designed to help government organizations fill a gap in translation needs. Cal OSHA Chief Deborah Lee said it will help the workplace safety regulators to, quote, break down barriers and uphold the safety and rights of every employee, regardless of language or background. Take note, the agency has been attempting to build more of a presence in ag regions and increase inspections. It has taken heat from lawmakers over apparent labor abuses among farm workers and a lack of enforcement. Delta levee at risk of flooding farmland. On Wednesday, the San Joaquin County Office of Emergency Services declared a state of emergency, worried that a levee along the old river would soon fail. They are currently requesting state and federal assistance and said that surrounding agriculture lands could be damaged. That in addition to disruptions with Highway 4 and drinking water sources. The Sacramento Bee reported that levee flows reached up to 6 gallons per minute, which affects farmland ripe with about $130 million worth of investments. The levee falls within Reclamation District 2040, where engineers first spotted slumping along the Old River levee on October 21st. KSN Inc., the responsible engineering firm, is in constant contact with local authorities as they work to stabilize the infrastructure. The local OES office tweeted an update on yesterday advising community members living behind the Victoria Island levee to make plans to prepare their homes in the case of failure. San Joaquin County Public Information Officer Kia Xiong told AgriPulse that less than 25 residents are at risk of impact. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Economists float new idea for assisting farms. A group of Midwest economists is floating the framework of a new farm income support program could trigger payments to growers much more quickly than the existing Farm Bill programs. The Multi-Year Revenue Risk Program, or MYR, is designed to replace the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program and ad hoc assistance. MYR would provide payments when U.S. revenue for a commodity based off the harvest time crop insurance price is below the average for the previous 5 years. Payments could be made to farmers 1 year earlier than under ARC, the economists say. MYR could trigger more than $4 billion in estimated payments this year for corn, sorghum, and cotton, more than $10 billion in 2025 for those crops and soybeans. That's according to an analysis led by Ohio State economist Carl Zuloff, assisted by colleagues at the University of Illinois. The study clearly finds that a timelier, more responsive commodity program design can materially help farmers manage profit squeezes resulting from lower prices and higher cost of production, the report says. USDA, H5N1 in pig, not the same as in dairy and poultry. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the form of the H5N1 virus found in a pig in Oregon differs from the H5N1 viruses found in dairy cattle and poultry. It's not related to the dairy situation, Vilsack told reporters in Des Moines yesterday. USDA Communications Chief Kathy Cochran told AgriPulse the strain found in the Oregon pig, quote, is not the strain that has been found in dairy cattle and other poultry facilities. Genetic sequencing for the pig is still underway. Analysis for the poultry on the farm indicates the virus is consistent with other strains associated with wild birds. It is H5N1, but not the strain that's been associated with cows, Cochran said. Vilsack also spoke about a milk testing program the department plans to undertake to stem the spread of avian flu, which has infected 404 herds in 14 states. It's been detected in two states, California and Idaho, in the last 30 days. You can read more on that story at www.agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. We got most everything off the vine and are looking forward to a nice freeze to put everything to bed this year. That Taylor Saris, company director at Saris Ranch in Sonoma Valley, reflecting on this year's wine grape harvest, which she undertook right after having a baby. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, November 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.